We're getting close to the next Shabbos Kodesh and Yetzir Hashem to refresh ourselves in our koiches, physical and spiritual. We hope the Shabbos that is coming will bring us more bracha than the previous one. We're sharing the Ritzay, Beres HaMazon, Shaleitzor V'yogam V'anocha B'yom Nuchasenu. Have kavona that we should not have any tzar on the day of a menucha. I heard that some say that the tefillah is not just for the Yom HaMenucha. In the schus of the Yom HaMenucha, we have the refreshing atmosphere of Shabbos, feeling how close we are to Kodesh Baruch Hu and appreciating it and being besimcha, oynig Shabbos. That gives koach for the whole week, that Mirtz Hashem, the whole coming week, should not have any tzar, any pain. David HaMelech says in one of the psukim, at the end of the Dovah B'Shanoisoi, Poyna Hashem nefesh avodov v'lo yeshmu kol hachoysim boi. Hashem redeems the soul of his servants. Anybody who puts their bitachon in Hashem, relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they also will not fall into evil behavior, a behavior that they will regret. Nefesh Avodav. The Eved Hashem is our goal in life. Everything in life, we have two ways of looking at it. We can look at it at the surface, some purely physical entity, physical interaction that we're doing, whether it be eating or sleeping, going to work, going to bathroom, whatever it may be, throughout the day we're involved in physical things, going to war even. And just focus on the physical side of things. But that's not the right way to do it. To realize that embedded in every physical thing in the world is the opportunity to have a deeper spiritual connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do it with the right kavonos, with the right intents and the right way, then it brings us closer to Hashem. Person who goes to work was just to make himself more wealthy and powerful. That's not the tachlis. That doesn't bring him closer to Hashem. But if he thinks about the fact that Hashem gave him the schus of making a panosa, and he's going to do it in the way that Hashem wants, with bitochen in Hashem, so it can strengthen his bitochen in Hashem, bring him closer to Hashem. Now that with everything, if somebody eats, if he's just eating for pleasure, so it causes him to run after pleasures. But if he enjoys it because he's enjoying the gift that he has from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it brings him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Poyd Hashem Nefesh Avodah, Poyd is redeeming. It doesn't only mean redeems us from tzoras, but just like a pigeon, change his state from one state to another state. Also, a person is living through his life as Eved Hashem, then he redeems him from the limitations of the physical world. And when he eats, the eating is not just something that gives his body what it needs, but it's uplifted. It's the eating of Eved Hashem, which is transforms the food from being just physical food to being a spiritual act that brings him siyata shema in this world and eternal goodness in the world to come. And it's that way with everything we do everything we do in life is like that. We have an ability to be poited, to make a change of state and go both directions. Our goal is to be the Eved Hashem. Every situation that comes up, sometimes it's a frustrating situation. Instead of getting frustrated, we deal with it. We realize Hashem brought us the situation to solve it in a fashion that will give Hashem nachas ruach. People around us sometimes are tense. They need extra time, extra space, whatever they need. Instead of us getting tense together with them, this is an opportunity Hashem gave us to show that I'll be sensitive to the other person. If they need a chizik, give them a chizik. If they don't want a chizik, so let them be, make them feel good. V'lo yishmu kol achoysim boi. says that even a person who's not on the Madrega of Mamash, Eved Hashem, full-time Eved Hashem, recognizing that everything is L'Shem Hashem, but there's a special Shmir of Kol HaChosim Boy, everybody who turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Hashem's Siyata Shema, Hashem's protection, that in itself gives us tremendous chizuk. Hashem gave us and is giving us this opportunity to strengthen our bitochen Hashem. We should learn from those people that on the front lines, the soldiers, each one, no matter what level of Yiddishkeit he is, but he has a higher level of bitochen Hashem. He realizes that he needs the Siyata Shema from Hashem. We are also part of that Marechet. We also are the ones that can bring the Shemira over every member of Klal Yisrael, those in the most dangerous places. The more we are the Eved Hashem, and we do things with that mind frame of appreciation of Baruch Hashem, we're the special Am Hashem, we're the nation that have that ability to transform everything temporary into eternal, things that can be bad for the person to be the best thing for the person. That pidyon nefesh that we're doing constantly, Yitz Hashem will bring tremendous shmir for us and all those around us. And even if we feel we're on the highest level, we try to strengthen our hizboininus, paying attention to how much we are in the hands of Hashem and how thankful we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we have. And that gives us more of ability to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That will bring bracha, v'slocha, v'siyat v'shemayim for all of us and all of Klal Yisrael.